Oh boy, here we go. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave here on a Friday, August 23rd. How the heck are ya? Why do I even have to ask? It's the weekend. Hopefully I'll be seeing you at our Heavy Hitter concert Saturday night at the BB&T Pavilion. Santana, the Doobies. Looking forward to that, but first things first, you're here for the best stuff from today's show. We started out by talking about man ass. Yes, you heard me. From there, we went on to, well, we went across the country, San Francisco, where things are getting rather Orwellian. Cat ladies, they're not what you think they are, according to a new study. And Willie Nelson is coming out with, well, I guess he has come out with plenty of products involving hemp. We competed against each other today in a bit we're now calling Last Man Standing, and comedian Tommy Davidson returned. Always great to have him back in studio, basically because it's a mixture of classic rock and comedy every time he's here. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
On a regular basis during the course of the golf season, we have brought up golf in this break.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, Dave, you have made me hate everything about golf.
Oh, no.
Because of what you two did this morning. Really, it's both of you playing.
What do I do?
Well, I don't know who it was, but you showed me some golfer's ass this morning.
Did you see that?
That is now burned in my mind.
I wouldn't even call it an ass.
Yeah, it was basically a skin flap.
It was like his back extended further than his ass did.
Yeah, his back was eating the thong that he was wearing.
Right, and he was wearing a thong. And what? Why?
I don't know.
That is not right. At 5:50 in the morning, looking at a man's bare.
Because I was telling Steve to come over and look.
And I walked by and I heard you guys talking about it. And I walked by and I go,
listen, man, you lived in the 60s and the 70s. Like, you haven't seen an ass at 5:50 in the morning? Please.
Yeah, there's 50,000 of those at Woodstock.
Yes, but they were all women's.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
I know I went on a slight tirade yesterday in regard to the woman who was pregnant. Was that yesterday?
No, it was Monday.
Was that Monday?
Yeah.
Was it Monday? It wasn't Monday.
Tuesday then.
Okay,
It was next week.
It was next week. All right. Anyway, about the pregnant woman who thought she had a kidney stone, and she had... She had triplets. Right?
Yeah.
Didn't know she was pregnant. I'm sorry. I never understand that. I won't understand that. And now I got another one that's ticking me off.
All right.
Okay. I will admit, and I think most people are this way, conservative on some issues, liberal on others.
Sure.
You know, I don't really put myself in any sort of category. Mm-hmm. I'm not definitely in one or definitely in the other. And I think the older you get, the more conservative you become. Yep. But this is ridiculous. And if there's a home for ridiculous, right. If there's a home for outrageous, if there's a home for just ridiculously stupid, it's got to be San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I know where you're going with this.
It's got to be San Francisco. San Francisco, the city feels that the Board of Supervisors has decided to adopt a resolution to sanitize common words involved in the criminal justice system.
Okay.
All right. So from now on, no one is a convicted felon. Now they are, and I am not joking on this.
Yeah, this is real.
Now they are justice-involved person.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm just skimming the surface.
Scratching the San Fran surface.
Right.
Keep going.
An offender released from jail is now called a formerly incarcerated person. How about someone who's on parole is under supervision?
Why are we adding words to
the crime rate dropped overnight, John? There's officially no crime left.
All right, juvenile delinquents are now referred to as young person with justice system involved.
And this is real.
This is real.
We're not joking. This isn't the left.
Oh,
this absolutely is.
No, it absolutely is.
Dave, this is the Uber left. This is so left.
Okay.
It's another friggin' country. That's how left. They're somewhere in the middle of the friggin' Pacific, right? That's how far left they have got.
I wouldn't be surprised if this comes to Philly at some point.
All right,
Krasner's licking his chops at this.
All right, an addict is now called a person with a history of substance abuse. Can you hear this on the news? Can you hear this on a person with a system? Give me a break.
They're going to get two stories in per broadcast.
Yeah, exactly, because they have so many words they have to use to clean it up. But once you put lawyers, guns, and money into the process, these people come along, right? Justice-involved person, formerly incarcerated. Give me a break. Oh, he's not on parole. He's under supervision.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cindy, you must be very happy this morning about the report that came out.
What report is that?
The new study that says the stereotype of crazy cat ladies is not accurate in describing its owners.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it came out in the Journal of Unmarried Ants. So,
you're still subscribed to that?
My aunt does.
Oh, nice of her to share.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock, 102.9 MGK. I have never, you know how Willie Nelson has all these hemp products? I'm not talking about the marijuana products that are named after Willie Nelson or the marijuana products that Willie has endorsed. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about any weird. He's got a hemp product line also. Oh,
I didn't know that.
All right. That's cool. I didn't know that. And I didn't know that he had a wife named Annie. But him and his wife, right? Yeah. Right. Him and his wife are adding more brands to their popular hemp product line. And Willie's Rescue is an array of hemp products for internal and external use for dogs, cats, and horses.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, So, I mean, I guess.
Sure,
you know,
why not?
If it's working for us, why wouldn't we be working for them?
Yeah.
You trust them?
I trust them.
You want to work on an ad campaign?
I would love to. All right, I don't know.
Give me an idea. What do you got? You got anything for...
Hemp is for horses.
Hemp is for horses.
Oh, that's not bad. All right. That's not bad.
What am I here for? Why am I here?
I have no idea.
That's it.
You have a future ahead of you with Willie.
I worked on a jingle.
Did you really? I would love to hear it.
My dog stoned again. I blew smoke into his nose again. He's so mellow now, the cat is now his friend. He wags his tail so he can get stoned again.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK.
I don't know if the audience is in a betting mood this morning, but there's something. We've done this a number of times, and Steve decided yesterday we really should change the name on this, because for the longest time we did Classic Rock A to Z, mm-hmm. and we do this thing where you had to go in this alphabetical order, right? This isn't that. This is Last Man Standing, where we come up with a topic. You got to come up with song titles in that topic, and whoever's the last man standing is the winner. So what we're going to do this morning, though, is we're going to add something to it. Seeing that we didn't give out those Nick Kroll tickets earlier this morning for the Question from Hell, we'll put a betting aspect into it. So you'll be able to text one for me, two for Steve, three for Dave to see who they believe the winner is going to be. And if you are correct, we'll go through that group, pick one person, and they will get those Nick Kroll tickets to see him at the Fillmore. What was the date on that? September 15th.
Yeah,
15th?
It's in the garbage. I can come over here in the garbage and get it over here. In our wonderfully soundproof studio.
The 29th.
We were close. We were halfway there. All right, 29th of September. Don't you love this room?
Yeah,
it sounds wonderful.
I'm
not talking so I can relish it.
I am 3 feet from the microphone. Right? It sounds like I am in an auditorium talking to the kids from the back of the damn building. What a ridiculous piece of crap. I can't wait till we get into our new studios. I hate this place so much. I just hate it.
And don't
but
even
how do you really feel?
I can't use those words on the radio. Time now for Last Man Standing. Basically, this is a round robin where we put a topic out there, and this week's topic is city songs. And we got to keep going. Last Man Standing is the winner, and you can be the winner as well. Earlier this morning, we had tickets for comedian Nick Kroll, who nobody won them for the Question from Hell. So as long as we got them left, tell you what, you text in one if you believe I'm going to be the winner, two if you believe Steve's going to be the winner, and three if you believe Dave is going to be the winner. And if you are correct, then you will walk away with those Nick Kroll tickets. We'll pick somebody from all of the groups of ones, twos, and threes. So are you ready for the sheep?
Yep.
All right, here we go. It's Last Man Standing, City Songs. All right. actually, we'll go with, it's more like it's places. Cities, place, countries, city yeah. places.
Yeah, have to exist.
Right. So then I'll say Kashmir.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going to California.
Streets of Philadelphia.
Sweet Home Alabama.
L.A. Woman.
Philadelphia. Neil Young. Philadelphia.
Ah, Neil Young. Right. Nice.
Viva Las Vegas.
Good one. Stole that from me. I was going to go with that.
Nice.
I guess I got to say Allentown.
Oh, nice.
Be remiss.
Okay. City of New Orleans.
Colin Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Paris. Chainsmokers.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Shout out millennials.
Wichita Lineman.
Bleeps in Paris.
Nice.
Jay-Z.
Oh,
I knew that one.
Oh, God.
Come on, Steve.
Sorry.
Bleeps in Paris.
Should have had the nerve. Let's go with New York State of Mind.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know that one. New York, New York.
All right.
Frank.
Nice. Could probably just do all New York songs.
Yeah, right.
Amsterdam, Rick Ross.
Wow.
Wow,
we are way out
wow,
there.
He's going way out there.
All right.
I Love L.A., Randy Newman.
That's a good one. Last Train to Clarksville.
Ooh!
Monkees.
Nice, very nice. Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, come on.
It's a song. It's a song.
Right.
That threw me so much, I can't remember the song that was already in my head. What is that? Oh, that threw me so much.
That's funny.
Got him.
Walking in Memphis.
That's where I was going.
Streets of San Francisco.
Ooh, good one. Miami, Will Smith.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith.
Oh, that's a good one, Dave.
It's a jingle. That's not a
song. It's a theme song.
Yeah, I don't know if that actually counts, but Beaches of Cheyenne.
Oh, man. Let's go Atlantic City. Bruce.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. California Girls, Beach Boys.
Oh, man.
Dave, come
let's
through.
Go, New York.
Steve's
good, man.
Again.
He's good.
Steve won again.
He's tough to take down.
I can't accept Steve won three times in a row. Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. A Journey, Led Zeppelin before that. And our congratulations going out to Jeremy Adams from Bryn Athyn, who we called to tell him that he had won the tickets. And he didn't respond. So we texted him afterwards, and he said, oh, sorry, I was on my ride at mower.
I love that.
And so that's great. Right. Choice, and by the Jeremy. Way, and every time we play this game, this is where everybody, how could you forget this? How could you forget that? Here's somebody, how could you forget London Calling? Because you're not playing the game.
Right.
It's easy for you. There's no pressure on you. And I'm telling you, when you and I had All the Way to Memphis in my head, that was the song I was going through next. You said Little Town of Bethlehem. It jammed me up so much. I couldn't
skipped.
Remember what the hell song I was thinking of.
Yep,
so, but that was it for Last Man Standing Day. Three times in a row,
yes,
Steve has won.
That's right.
We've got to break
Bow
this.
Down.
He's the
We've
Boston of
that.
The John DeBella
Bow
show.
Bow down to your king, you bleeps.
Settle down, Boston.
You didn't get the Jesus Christ Superstar
Don't
song.
Need it.
So.
Don't need
and
it.
And you were a coward. You said bleep in Paris.
Yeah, you said bleep in Paris instead of N-word in Paris.
Oh, so I apologize.
Coward ass, right? Wait till Tommy Davidson gets here. He'll give you some N-word stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
I knew
he does not disappoint.
He never disappoints. Whatever song we're playing, Tommy will come in and he'll be part of it every single time.
I put a cough in.
You would be one annoying drummer to have in the band.
Yeah, I know.
Classic Rock on a 2.9.
I asked for a cheer and stand up.
Right, that's it. You're like, I'm going to stand
I'll
up.
Half
and half. Yeah. That's it. That kind of squat. Just squat. Yeah. That's it.
I told you that chair, we can raise that chair up for you.
Yeah. I'll raise it up myself. Look, sit, joke. Sit, joke.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Tommy Davidson is here. He's appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, personally bringing back dashiki patterns right here in our studio.
I mean, the last time I saw a shirt like that,
it had a little V in the front, and it was a dashiki.
This is kind of dashiki-ish.
Yeah, it is. How are you? Yeah.
Things are good.
Things are good.
Things are really good. You could tell by my promo.
We saw that. Is that the Pacific Ocean
that
in the background?
The Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Malibu talking about Philly.
Right.
Yes, Malibu talking about Philly and
some life.
Yeah, you were saying like, wait a second, you can't have that as a background for Philly.
Right. You
know, felt strange.
Yeah, it's got to be an abandoned building with graffiti.
Right, that's it. You got it.
You know what I mean?
You got it.
Yeah, so I'm here, though.
But you are in fact.
What a wonderful season coming up for the Eagles.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
one injury away from an 0-18 start.
Stop it. Stop. They've got Josh McCown as a backup
he's
now.
Who's that? Who's that again?
What did Gostocki say the other day? Right, the coach said, "I like him because like."
They played against each other.
Right.
Oh, they did. Really?
One of my peers.
Doug was still in the league. Peterson was still in the league when McCown started in the league.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, he's like, "I like guys who are my age." Like, great, thank you.
Hey, DeSean Jackson's back.
Yeah, we got that going.
If there's any team that can beat the team. You guys proved that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how we would love to do that one more time.
Right. Just get back there.
You can only imagine how much we would love to do that one
get
more time.
Get back there and get back the other quarterback. I mean, get back there.
Stop it.
Get back there.
Listen, there's enough of a Foles-Wentz problem here to begin with. All right, don't start it in the morning.
He's gone.
So, tell the rest of the city that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Right. No, tell him that game three. He's gone. Oh, wow. I pay the devil to replace him. He's gone.
the only guy who ever comes in this room and knows all of the music we play.
Well, not all of it.
Well, most of it.
Did I do the Led Zeppelin Kool-Aid commercial when I was here last time?
I don't recall.
You need Kool-Aid! Baby, I'm fooling! You gonna even drink it at schooling! Wait inside! You gonna need Kool-Aid! Gonna need some Kool-Aid! Want a whole lot of Kool-Aid.
In case I didn't do it. What is this? You've got a new deal with Disney? What are you doing?
That is actually right.
Right.
The Proud Family, cartoon that was on Disney. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Proud Family. I'm sure you are.
Our intern knows it.
Our intern, you found the youngest person in the room.
Right, exactly.
Right.
It's coming back out.
Oh, okay.
Disney has a new... like
streaming service, right.
I don't know the name of it.
Right. Disney Plus.
Very difficult to remember.
Right. Thank you. Four-letter word.
Disney Plus.
Right. Oh, I thought maybe you were solving their Spider-Man problem. The Spider-Man. They also
have Star Wars on there, though. The new Star Wars series.
Yeah.
They're like. This guy knows.
It's Star Wars Plus.
Yeah. Star Wars Plus.
Star Wars Plus.
All right.
One more Star Wars.
One more. Yeah, plus one more. Star Wars plus one more.
So you met, we had Travolta in here last week, right?
Lion.
No, it was magical. It was absolutely magical.
Why is he starting to look like Darth Vader without the helmet?
But what's this Stallone story? You ran into Stallone?
It happened fast.
Okay.
I was on the red carpet
at
the shark movie, 40 meters, whatever,
down. Yeah.
And there he was, because his daughter's in
the movie. Wait, he was 40 meters down? Oh,
no, he wasn't 40. Okay. He's actually, you know.
Yeah, he's a little guy. You're
40.
Taller than him.
Yes, I am. But it was just to see him. Because I've been doing him for years.
Uh-huh.
I did a little bit of him.
Right.
You know, and he kind of laughed. He gave me one. You know, it wasn't a full. But I do the classic scene with him.
All right.
When Mick comes to his apartment. You can be the champ, Rock. Is that right? Yeah, I think I'm right. I know I'm right. You're the guy. Yeah.
Is that what you came over here to tell me?
That's all you need to hear. That you're the champ. I remember what you got, what it takes. I mean, I was in a ring one time and a guy took a nail, put it in his glove and punched a hole right in my cheek.
Why are you telling me that?
I don't know. It just sounded good.
And it gets dramatic, you know. Right over my house. My house stinks. I make. My house stinks. All right, it stinks, Mick. I never asked you no favors. I used to come down to the gym and couldn't even get a locker. Couldn't even get a locker, Mick. Now you want me to fight the big fight. Oh, you want me there, Mick? See me get my face kicked in. Well, see me get my face kicked in.
Anyway, watching really that voice good. Come out of your face is really insane.
I do Sammy Davis Jr. doing that same scene.
Go, go.
What's wrong with my house, Mick? It stinks, babe. That's right. It stinks, man. I'm going to fight the fight. I'll fight the fight. Get my eye kicked out.
I'll hit him with candy.
Yeah. You want to see you want to see the candy man get his eye kicked out? Thank you.
So what is other than you know your cartoons coming back, what else is going on in your life?
Traveling the world.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished my book.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Right? Nice. Book.
What's the title of it?
What's the title of it?
Living in Color.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, great play. Yeah. Well, great play.
It's actually a true story about me. I was abandoned in a trash can as an infant.
Get out.
Yeah. So my mother, who found me, was a white woman from Wyoming. I was raised in Laramie, Wyoming, in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Whoa.
I moved to Washington, D.C. in 1968.
So until then, you never met another black person?
I never did. And the first people that we met were black people, and they kicked our ass. And they kicked our ass every day, and they were calling my sister and my brother white cracker. And they were calling me white cracker lover. So I went to my mom, and I was like, why do they keep calling me white cracker lover? Because I love graham crackers, because I was like five. You know, then I first heard the word nigga for the first time. I was getting chased home.
Why is it when he says that word, I still jump?
I still jump, you know? And they were chasing me home. Good. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can push that.
I had to that.
Yeah. No, but that's okay. That's okay. It's my real story. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And, that, like, changed my whole mindset of the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, why are people not liking each other? And she said, because you're different colors. So I said, well, what color am I? You know what I mean? Because I'm brown.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, you're black. I was like, no, I'm not black, because I know the colors in the crayon.
Yeah. You're a literalist.
Right? And your sister and your brother are white, and I'm like, no, they're peach. Because they come from the cotton, you know what I mean?
You're a Crayolist. And
sometimes they had a crayon that was like flesh. I was like,
Oh, skin. That's what
they
said, skin.
This is weird. This is weird. So from that point on, I think I've been on my quest for comedy.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to show everybody how stupid that absolutely was.
Right. And it is amazing how many comics use comedy for protection.
Yeah.
All right. You know,
what
was his name?
Sly Stone?
No. TV show.
I have no idea.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Oh, Tim Allen.
Sure.
Tim Allen.
I thought there was a little pig from Return of the Jedi.
No, when Tim Allen was in jail.
That walked R2-D2 down to Jabba the Hutt's crawl.
No, when Tim Allen was in jail, the way he protected himself was comedy. It got you know, big guys would come to
Yeah. And he claimed he had to have on a pair of Depends the whole time.
Well, Tommy is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It has been too long since you've been in this video.
Too long. Right,
please come back.
Thank you. Are these true Eagle fans? Like, do they remember Bill Berge?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
The 60-yard sweep.
Mm.
Wilbur Montgomery ran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God, I love that man.
Yeah. We grew up in D.C.
Right.
And when that run happened, the whole building was shaken. Wow. So good to be here.
It's okay. Good to have you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.